Hey you guys, it's your host Kaylee, and welcome to the new series, Hidden Gems for Her. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited to be here with you guys and be talking to you guys. For all my listeners, welcome to Hidden Gems for Her. This has been a long time coming. I've been wanting to start this series for quite some time now, and I'm glad that I actually am able to get the ball rolling, so that's awesome.
Yay!
Okay, so let's get started on season one, episode one of Hidden Gems for Her. I am super excited. So let's dive in. This isn't going to be a long episode. This is basically kind of an intro where I'm discussing the show, what it's about, what my purpose for creating it is, and pretty much like my thought process behind creating the show and why I want to put it out there for other people to hear. So I started Hidden Gems for Her because it's more of an outlet, not only for myself. It started off as an outlet for myself, but also I wanted, you know, I said, hey, like what I'm saying or what I'm going through or what I've been through can help, you know, other people that are either going through the same situations currently or have been through it as well. You know, I feel like, you know, you can always help someone. So I was like, instead of doing it for me, why not extend that and do it to try to help someone else as well? And I came up with the name Hidden Gems for Her because, and to me, every woman has a quote unquote gem hidden inside of her. For most of us, it just takes a lot of, you know, digging and a lot of trial and error to actually find that gem, you know? And to me, my opinion of a gem, you know, could be, you know, your self-worth, your confidence, you know, being successful. It can mean any of those things. It really all depends on you. But that gem is just basically you knowing who you are and, you know, being fully confident and aware of who you are, what you don't want in life, what you don't want out of life, what you do want out of life, what you don't want out of life. And that's basically what that means, like finding that gem, you know, not being lost, because that's what I talk about, or that's what I want to talk about in this series. I talk about all kinds of things, you know, relationships, you know, the abuse in relationships, self-esteem issues, the transition from high school to college, not being certain of what you want to do with your life, you know, not understanding your passion, living paycheck to paycheck and the struggle with that, the toxicity of social media and what it does to the mind, you know, depression, all kinds of things. It doesn't even stop there. Like, those are just like a few bits of what I'll be talking about. But, I want to just go into detail about those things because those are pretty big things that are going on, you know, with a lot of us today, you know, especially like with social media being such a big thing. You know, social media has been a huge cause to, like, you know, people's depression. People have even like committed suicide over social media, you know, people struggling financially. That's a big thing a lot of people struggle with, you know, men and women. But I'm gearing this series towards women, you know, and, you know, I've struggled with, you know, depression. I've struggled with abuse in relationships. I've struggled with, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. I've struggled with, you know, just self-esteem issues and not feeling like I'm worth anything. And it's hard. You know, I'm not going to say that I'm perfect and that it's completely gone and I'm completely cured and that I'm like A1 now. No, I still have my moments, but I'm doing better and I'm working and I'm working on ways, or I've managed to find ways that actually have helped me be more confident in myself, not be as depressed, you know, or not be depressed. You know, the transition from high school to college, you know, I dealt with that struggle of trying to find what my passion was, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. You know, I've dealt with that. I've gone through that. Now I'll be graduating at the end of next year. So, you know, a lot of things take time, but as long as you just don't give up, you'll get to the point that you want to be at. And that's where a lot of people, you know, a lot of women, you know, men, but like I said, in this case, I'm focusing on women. That's where a lot of women, get, you know, kind of stuck. You know, we get in this mindset that we feel like we can't get out of, and that's not true. So I don't want to go off on a tangent because I can definitely do that, but I want to keep, you know, the details and stuff for future episodes where I go into more detail about certain topics. But I just wanted to keep this intro fairly brief because it's an intro. I just wanted to give an overview as to, you know, what the series is about, you know, introduce the series, you know, introduce myself, you know, what my thought process was, why I created the show, what drove me to create it, you know, why I'm creating it, you know, just kind of give you guys kind of a bit of a background as to, you know, why I created Hidden Gems for Her. Okay, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that little sneak peek of Hidden Gems for Her. I hope this made you guys excited for the upcoming episodes, and I also hope this drives you guys to tune in for those upcoming episodes. But again, I'm your host, Kaylee, and I'll talk to you guys later.